Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are more protests in Hong Kong today, but the numbers are much lower than the huge throngs that filled the streets over the weekend. Legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China sparked days of protests. Work on that bill has been suspended, and Hong Kong's Beijing-appointed leader, Carrie Lam, has apologized, but the protesters still want her to resign. Joining us now is CNN senior international correspondent Ivan Watson, who's in Hong Kong. Ivan, is there any chance that after all of this pressure that Carrie Lam will resign?
I don't expect that. About 5 years ago, during the so-called umbrella movement, that nearly 80-day sit-in that took place in these same streets against the then chief executive, whose name was C.Y. Leung, he did not step down despite many, many calls for his resignation. He hung in there for another couple of years and then was ultimately replaced by his number two, now Carrie Lam. So judging by what happened then, I would assume the central government in China would rather have some continuity than yet another kind of retreat in the face of the people power we've seen in the streets here.
Now, the person who was perhaps the face of the 2014 pro-democracy protest that you're talking about in Hong Kong is a young student activist named Joshua Wong, who just got out of jail today. Tell us more about that, and what role is he playing now?
He got out of prison and went immediately to the headquarters of the city government and gave a defiant speech. He is once again, you know, protesting against the Hong Kong authorities, against the Chinese central government authorities as well, calling on people to stay out in the streets in the name of democracy. You know, if you are a Communist Party leader in Beijing, Joshua Wong is one of these problems, like the street protesters in Hong Kong, that just won't go away.
Now, we know that these demonstrations are not getting press coverage in mainland China, at least not very much of it. How is the Chinese government likely to react now to what's happening?
They've been expressing support for Carrie Lam, again, that appointed leader of Hong Kong. They have at times denounced what they've called foreign interference, U.S. criticism, for example, of the treatment of the protesters here. And there have been suggestions in the Chinese state media that this was all the work of kind of shadowy foreign powers. And this is very, very heavily censored. You're never going to see images of this in Chinese social media, and certainly not in the state media. But that gets to the core of the tension here. Things are so strictly controlled in mainland China, you know, just a couple dozen miles from where I'm sitting right now in this technically Chinese semi-autonomous city. And yet the Communist Party and that strongman, Xi Jinping, just can't stop these people from coming out into the streets. And that is at the heart of this dilemma here. You can't show any public dissent in mainland China. And yet here in this city that's technically part of China, you can have, if you can trust the organizers' estimates, up to 2 million people out in the streets saying they don't like the authoritarian rule in mainland China and they don't like Beijing's appointed leader here in Hong Kong.
Well, and Ivan, we just recognized the 30th anniversary of the crackdown, the massacre in Tiananmen Square in Beijing. Does this feel like a turning point as well?
Well, here's the problem. If everything goes according to plan, Hong Kong loses its special status as a semi-autonomous city and a former British colony in 2047. It goes back completely into Beijing's control. So there is a time limit on this little bubble of freedom that this city enjoys. And that is an arrangement that the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of protesters that we've seen out in the streets again and again over the course of the last eight days, that is an arrangement that they do not like, but it is an ultimate reality that they will have to face some 28 years from now.
I want to ask you one more thing, which is that a lot of the faces of the protesters, you can see that they're very young. They may not have even been old enough to remember the handover from Great Britain to China. What does that say to you?
It says this is a young generation that is growing up with this strange status that Hong Kong has, and they want to hang on to it. Another thing you may notice in some of the footage of the protests is many of these protesters, their faces are covered. That is different from 5 years ago during the Umbrella Movement protest, and it's a sign of the changes. They've seen some of the protester leaders, like Joshua Wong, prosecuted and serve jail time, and they are taking extra measures to protect their identity. They're not giving me their full names when I interview them in the streets. They're more wary mm-hmm. of the authorities here, who have used new, tougher measures to crack down on the protesters. And it shows how both the authorities and the protesters have adapted their tactics in just 5 years.
That's CNN senior international correspondent Ivan Watson joining us from Hong Kong, where there are demonstrations today, though not nearly as big as the ones that took place over the last few days. Ivan, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.